Well, it seems after a terrible year of pandemic and paralysis, people around the world are feeling good enough to put more rings on fingers and necklaces around necks. I always enjoy reading the market analysis from the World Gold Council. The latest figures for quarter three show demand worldwide dropped by 7% to 831 tons. The fall has been caused by a decline in interest in ETFs, that is, exchange-traded funds that are a popular and low-cost way to invest. Gold ETFs, where you don't actually have to physically own the yellow metal, are a good haven for investors when the world is going wrong. Gold ETFs can often rise when the rest of the markets are falling, a sign that people maybe feeling a bit more optimistic about the world is that they are feeling good enough to adorn their fingers and necks, including those of others, with gold. Demand for gold jewellery rebounded by 33% in quarter three against the same period last year to 443 tonnes, according to the WGC. That is some pile of rings and necklaces. To put it into perspective, that is nearly three times that produced every year by Africa's biggest gold miner, Ghana. It is more than four times of the gold produced by veteran producer South Africa, the second largest miner of the yellow metal on the continent. There are also signs that more people are stacking gold away. Demand for gold bars and coins also shot up by 18% to 262 tons in quarter three. All of which sparked a memory of interviewing Robert Kiyosaki back in 2019. The author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad has sold more than 30 million books and travelled extensively in Africa. As an author, he clearly had an appetite for risk, as he had just co-authored a book with former US President Donald Trump. "I think he gets horrible press," said Kiyosaki. "It is self-inflicted wounds because every time he opens his mouth, he says things he shouldn't say. But in my opinion, he's doing a lot of things that other countries should be doing," says Kiyosaki. Surprised? Yes, I was, but the next answer knocked me off my chair. "The future of the US is exactly the same as Zimbabwe. Printing too much money," said Kiyosaki. "Zimbabwe couldn't pay the pensions. That was the problem. American pensions are bankrupt right now. Teachers' pensions are bankrupt. Firefighters' police pensions bankrupt. So America is just going to keep printing money. That is how America and Zimbabwe are the same." Now, as an investor, Kiyosaki wants to avoid risk. He believes people shouldn't look to governments to look after them. "What do schools teach us about money? Nothing. We count on the government to take care of us. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't want the government to take care of me. So I think we should be more resilient and self-reliant in preparing for our future. As my friends in Zimbabwe found out, changing Mugabe didn't change a damn thing." Anyway, Kiyosaki believes that one of the ways to be more self-reliant is to own gold. Kiyosaki bought his first gold in 1972. It was a South African Krugerrand for $40. "I still have the coin, and now it is worth $1,400. So did the coin get bigger in value, or did the currency get smaller? Now, as I counted to Kiyosaki on the day, not all of you entrepreneurs in Africa can afford gold coins. Maybe, if you make money, you should think about it."